The Terminal. I am talking to you to help you discuss a few very important things to me. Topic A, kissing. Don't be shy, I bet even here there is someone that's caught your eye. It is my opinion that kissing another is the most intimate of all intimate acts. Forget frenzied fucking, or even a quim-quenching quickie, or even lazy Sunday morning sex. There is a reason that people turn away from couples kissing at train stations or canoodling in clubs. A kiss tells you so much and helps you decide if this is someone you could love. Pace, execution and technique also need to be discussed. If someone hammers away like a washing machine, it somehow reeks of poor etiquette and of unreasonable expectations. But for someone, being taken is the most erotic sensation, so do not let my personal preferences be mistaken for biased interpretation. If someone's kiss is meticulous, it may suggest a conniving mind. After all, would you really want a lover unable to give in to passion? Likewise, ill thought out and poorly placed, lips and tongue in someone not so, oh so drunk, suggests either a lack of dexterity or even that they're not having fun. Which nicely brings us to technique. Beware the lover too needed to show all that they know. Look for those keener to steadily go with the flow. As was it Hemingway or J.D. Salinger who did say, as a writer, never let your will want drawn dry. The same, it seems, to kissing should apply. Regardless of my opinionated rant above, kissing is sometimes what makes us fall in love. So I hope you now listen to what comes next. Every single tongue is unique in shape, pattern and strength. All first kisses are presents to be unwrapped. You may be thinking your first kiss ever. You would be wrong, I mean every first kiss you ever have in life. Treasure these go slow gifts, capture them into your depths, remember every and each. That brings me to the end of topic A. Not much else on that I care to say except try and have a kiss today. Topic B, Tom Hanks. You may think it's strange that I want to discuss his pillar of mediocrity. I just think it's a trifle perverse that one of the most paid men on earth should somehow escape all criticism. Think about any of his films. Honestly, name one that wouldn't have been better served with someone who can act. Three facial expressions seem enough for the vast majority. I say let's demand more from the Hollywood aristocracy. Stoic, as seen in Castaway, Green Mile and Catch Me If You Can. Stupid, as seen in Forrest Gump, again and again. And also big, like someone has just farted, Burbs and all other films. Admittedly, this is one more than Keanu Reeves, vacant and trying to remember his next line. Or even Nicolas Cage, pissed off and crazy. But the silver screen shouldn't be reduced to this more than pantomime. We must remember that the figure of my hate gets millions. You probably have someone you too dislike from the world of self-congratulation, given their Oscar speech such trite as, I could have done it, couldn't have done it without my fans, or maybe just their mams. I don't want to thank Tom Hanks' agent. Although the man is clearly a genius of branding over quality, I feel sorry for the actors of his generation, poorly neglected by this time. Jeremy Irons, Michael Keaton, Alan Rickman, Timothy Dalton, the list is longer than we all know. Yet someone thinks it's enough to have Hanky Boy by himself, with his limited expressions, alone on the island, to be out-acted by the coconuts. You may think this is all unfair, after all, he lives in the public eye. Perhaps it's smacks of jealousy, and I'm tempted to agree. And speaking of emotional greed, this unconventional segue leads me to my last rant tonight. Topic C, you may see, even course of fight, I want to discuss two broader subjects than I have so far tonight. They are politics and Christianity. I know, calm down, don't throw the chairs yet, plenty of time for that yet. And there, you there in the back, repent now, I'm sure I heard you say twat. Both politics and Christianity are landlocked to status hierarchy. Bishops, lords, MPs, popes and prime ministers all preach to us in how we should be better people, that we, for the good of the whole, be willing to work harder and longer for less material gain. whilst all the time never having to worry about what makes us go grey. George Orwell wrote in Animal Farm in 1984, he saw the writing on the wall, understand how those in charge happily throw the rest of us to the wolves. The truly noble and worthy people the world you see crave neither wealth, power nor influence, simply live each day the best way they can. We need no sugar candy crush mountains, why climb for someone else's benefit? We already grind our bones daily to make someone else's bread. Don't get me started on abuses of positions of power, as I don't have all night to try to put them right. Let's just say I don't trust them easily, I won't be prey. Something strangely poetic happened to me on my birthday as I tapped into a breakfast feast of Ginsberg's poetry. I had to pick up a slit pillow and it flipped a bedside lamp which smashed, and with that I realised that within the written word, when read, lends a powerful mind-altering force. Just as many a religious tomb has seeped into our collective consciousness. But I want this to be no crystal night or retrospective fair. This is a call to all those clever pens and sensitive minds. Let's make revolution from our beds. We'll bend the world to our prose. I am deeply disappointed in any political system that fails to offer an opt-out. The politicians are laughing us more from their jumpiest quilts. With bloated salaries and bottomless suspenses, I say this country needs to change. Let's release the right within our mind and see text overflow Downing Street. Too long have we sat in their cold and caring hands, cast aside and cared for only when it suits these democratic tyrants. Then for comfort we turn to our adopted Christianity, whom teach us to turn the other cheek, and the meek will inherit the earth as long as we don't throw stones. But what good is it to finally claim the earth if all that remains is ash and sand? Let's pull apart these so-called glass houses, let silicon flow across the land. If Moses led his tribe across deserts, I'm sure this GPS generation will easily navigate the tide. But all my words will be for nothing if they're unable to inspire this world to change. I looked inside myself with mirror, and now I look for more within reflection. I'd rather be looked upon as mad than ever have made my literal stand. In summary of topics A, B and C, you have heard a lot from me this evening. Relax, and my rant is over soon. And since I always like to mash my ideas together in a written smoothie, despite everything tonight I said, if Tom Hanks stepped up and got his game on and became a rebel leader, and even just try to tear apart politics and hierarchical Christianity, I would with pride and only a little reluctance give him such a long and passionate kiss beyond our sexualities and bind our souls together. Even then forgive him for the 2 hours I wasted on the pile of steaming crap and the £1.50 thrown away on the awful self-piece of indulgent tripe that was the film The Terminal.